application for RAN, RON, Caston, COSTON, April 1441, addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up from Mr. Caston with severe hypertension, non-renal artery stenosis, small kidney on the right side, prior angioplasty stent, early 2011. I have not seen him since October 2012. He also has acute and chronic renal failure. Recently has been evaluated through University of Michigan Hypertensive Clinic. In the past has seen multiple consultants, including Dr. Bandy, B-A-N-D-I, from Lansing. Just to summarize, his blood pressure was very difficult to control. He developed problems of high potassium when he was taking a combination of valsartan, V-A-L-S-A-R-T-A-N, as well as Tecturna, P-E-K-T-U-R-N-A. Blood pressure after undergoing angioplasty stent, this is in Lansing, in 2011, January, blood improved down to 120s, medications were adjusted. However, progressively, within a few months, kidney function, blood pressure began to increase. And at some point in time, in the past, medications, Tecturna was not available anymore. And they had to try different medications that has not been working at all. He does have problems of coronary artery disease with prior angioplasty and a stent, both of a drug eluting as well as a bare stent. There has been obesity, obstructed sleep apnea. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, nose bleeding severe requiring requiring packing, blood transfusion because of severe iron deficiency anemia. This one, however, was even present before the epistaxis. Prior smoker. In the most recent past, he has not been able to tolerate ARBs because of worsening of kidney function from a baseline of 1.6 to 1.8 to recently as high as 2.4. And these were discontinued. Present medications right now include a very high dose of labetalol. Today he should be around 600 milligrams 3 times a day. Terazosin was decreased to 5 milligrams every night because of both above two medications has an alpha blocker effect. He's also on clonidine. They were trying to wean him down from 0.3, 3 times a day, to progressively 0.2, 0.1, 0.05, but he has increased his dose to 0.1, 3 times a day because blood pressure was remaining high. A recent increase of hydralazine up to 100 milligrams 3 times a day, and he's taking now Lasix 20 milligrams twice a day. So he's doing 5 medications for blood pressure, and right now off ACE inhibitors, ARBs, and off Tecturna, T-E-K-T-U-R-N-A. Right now, he's not on anticoagulation. He does have a codarone for antiarrhythmic, cholesterol treatment, diabetes, protonix, two different inhalers, and colchicine for gout. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Since the last time I saw him, weight is actually down from 358 to 334. He's been doing a low salt diet, trying to be physically active, but overall his activity is diminished. The rest of the review system right now is negative. He was having some arthritis, discomfort on the hands, and recently took a leave every 12 hours, 2 weeks, which is going to be a stop. Today, blood pressure on the left side, sitting position, large calf, was 170 over 80, recheck 174.86, recheck 180 over 90, so actually was increasing every time I was checking it. On standing, did not drop, no postural dropping, and remains in the 170 to 174 over 84 and 86. He is overweight, without any RAL-WIS structural efficient consolidation. There is minor JBD, but no carotid bruise, no growth arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop. The abdomen is obese, without any tenderness or arthritis, about 1+ peripheral edema. There is some arthritis changes on the hands. Most recent creatinine, after stopping the ARB, creatinine has improved, which is down to 2.2. From a few days ago, down to baseline of 1.6 for a GFR of 43 cc's per minute. There is a normal sodium, potassium, mild degree of metabolic alkalosis. There is a normal calcium corrected for low albumin 3.5, a normal phosphorus, a mild anemia 13.8 with a normal white blood cell and platelet count. No recent urine sample was done, known to have a low level of protein in the past. Paragraph assessment and plan, severe hypertension, known small kidney on the right, prior angioplasty stent. I don't have the actual report of this done in Lansing early 2011, but indirectly I'm reading that the procedure was done actually on the left side. Contrary to what anybody might believe, the one on the right was the most affected. And apparently, they didn't see any flow going into the right kidney. I will try to get this report from me. Right now, has not tolerating ARB Diovan. Tectuna has been discontinued from the market. Prior combination of both caused severe hypotassium. Present blood pressure medications are fairly controlling his blood pressure. He's following through hypertensive clinic, University of Michigan. Kidney function remains back to baseline. We discuss if there will be any value at this moment of retesting invasively for his renal artery stenosis. I discussed with him that there is a risk of IV contrast induced nephropathy and renal failure, as well as potential cholesterol emboli. The procedure itself has also its own issues and controversies in terms of truly might help with blood pressure control or protection of the kidney function. Notice that kidney function right now is about the same as it has been for the last 3-4 years, short of changes associated to medications. Clinically, he is not having any symptoms of uremia. Of course, given his other medical conditions and risk factors, we would like to bring the blood pressure further down, or the goal for the kidneys in the 130s or 80s in a patient who has diabetes. He has an appointment with Dr. Stern, S-T-E-R-N, this coming February. And he also is going to discuss about the value of doing invasive procedures. He will keep me posted with the above findings, otherwise plan to see him the first week of March.